All right, everybody. So it's February 15th, Thursday. This is Bio 160. We're going to finish up tissues and start talking about the integument. What's that integument stuff again?
Skin,
accessory structures, yeah, glands, things like that. All right, so last time we talked about tissues. What are the four basic kinds of tissues we got in our body? Epithelium, connective, muscle, and nervous, right? Those are the four. And we looked at a bunch of epithelium. And let's see. What are the two ways that we can classify an epithelium? Shape and then number of layers. And we have three different shapes. Flat, which we call squamous, you're right. And then what else we got? Cuboidal, which is a cube, and then columnar. All right, so that's by shape. What's another way we can classify epithelium? Oh yeah, transitional kind of doesn't fit anywhere nice and neat. It's kind of all by itself someplace. Not only by shape, but also by the number of layers. All right, so what are the two ways we talk about layers? Simple, which is one layer, versus stratified, which is many layers. All right, so I'm going to throw up epithelium right here on the slide. And we can see, of course, the basement membrane right here. And how many layers does this look like from the basement membrane to this apical surface? How many layers do you see there? One. And what do we call an epithelium with one layer? That's simple. Okay. And then what does the cell look like? Does it look columnar? Nope. This is cuboidal. So this is what? A simple cuboidal epithelium. Simple cuboidal. Let me put another one up there. Instead of simple cuboidal, let's look at... here's a good one. Right here. Here's the basement membrane. Here's the apical surface of that epithelium. How many layers? One or many? And if it's many, you're going to say stratified, right? So this is a stratified epithelium, but we also have to say something about the shape of these cells. And when it's a stratified epithelium, we look at the cell type up over here near the free edge or apical region, and what do these cells look like? They look, yeah, squamous. So this is a stratified squamous epithelium. Okay, so that's pretty much all to do with... epithelia, except you should probably be familiar with some characteristics of epithelia. It does what? It covers a surface, or it lines a cavity, or it helps form glands in your body. So those are the three things. All right, so those are tissues. And I think we started talking about connective tissue as well. Oh, before I move on, let me put that stratified squamous back up. What else do you notice? A couple other things. Sorry. About an epithelium. Does it have blood vessels? Nope, doesn't have blood vessels. How much space is between the cells in an epithelium? Zero. As opposed to connective tissue. What do we have between the cells? Like here's a cell, here's a cell, here's a cell. We got what? We got a lot of junk in there. And we actually give it a very nice scientific name. We don't call it junk. We call that the matrix, right? So in connective tissue, actually the most important thing about connective tissue is not necessarily the cells themselves, but it's all the stuff that's in between the cells. It's actually the matrix that gives connective tissue its particular characteristics and its usefulness in the body. Okay, so this particular example to me just kind of looks like a stained glass window. And we talked about this, I think, last time. The collagen fibers are very strong, right? They don't stretch. Then we have elastic fibers, and they're real nice because they allow for some stretch, but as long as you don't overdo it, what happens? They go back to their original position. So so areolar connective tissue is good for connecting things together, but it's not really tough. It allows for some kind of motion. All right, so... collagen is in the matrix, the elastic fibers are in the matrix, and the cell that makes collagen and secretes it into the matrix, we call a fibroblast. right? So a fibroblast is something that makes fibers, like elastic fibers and collagen fibers. And that's a cartilage, that is a connective tissue kind of cell. So that's looser areolar. I think we talked about dense connective tissue. What fiber predominates in dense connective tissue? You only know elastic or collagen. So it is going to be collagen. So dense connective tissue is what makes tendons and ligaments up. These are very strong kinds of structures. And if you pull from one end of a tendon to the other end of a tendon, it's almost impossible to damage. But if you use a joint inappropriately, like when you sprain your ankle or something, and you pull a tendon, not from end to end, but from top to bottom, you can cause separations pretty easily in tendons. They do get damaged. Just like if you take a string and pull on it, it might be pretty tough, but if you pull it from edge to edge, you can tweeze it apart very easily. Same thing for tendon. So again, you have the cells, and the name of the cells in dense connective tissue are fibroblasts, and fibroblasts secrete collagen, the name of that chemical, into the matrix. All right, some other kinds of connective tissue. We have something that looks like this right here. And it's kind of, it doesn't remind me of a stained glass window. It just gives me the impression of a speckle pattern, just little speckles all over the place. And here are some cells. This particular kind of tissue is what makes up cartilage in your joints. Cartilage in your joints protects the ends of the bone so that they don't rub down and wear away. And we call that hyaline cartilage. So hyaline cartilage is very good if it reduces friction and protects the ends of your bones. So here is the matrix, and you can see the cells are separated by a pretty large distance. The names of these cells, however, we don't call fibroblasts because they're in cartilage. So what do we call a cartilage-type cell? We call it a chondrocyte. So anytime you hear chondro, you want to think of cartilage, right? So now, can you see that I'm going to make a little, I've made some little dots around the chondrocyte. Maybe I'll make some other little dots around the chondrocyte right here. And there's another one right here. So can you see that that chondrocyte doesn't take up that whole space right there inside the matrix? So a chondrocyte lives inside a little bubble or a little lagoon inside the matrix, and that little lagoon is called a lacuna. Right, so you have chondrocytes inside of lacuna, and then you've got the matrix right there. Those little bubbles are lacunae. So a good test question would be, what kind of tissue has chondrocytes? Cartilage, right? And in this particular case, I don't see any fibers in there. We would call that hyaline cartilage. But cartilage can come in a couple other forms that are a little bit tougher. Here's one that's a little bit tougher. You still see a little speckle pattern. You still see a chondrocyte inside a lacunae, but now you see some little fibers in there as well. This would be an example of elastic cartilage. And where you have elastic cartilage would be like in your nose and your ear. But it says fibrocartilage? Oh. Okay, you know, I think they're right. I think it is hyaline cartilage. It's kind of subtle. I'm not going to ask you, yeah, the tip. Okay? Just say ears. Ears. Okay, ears would be good for elastic cartilage. All right, so elastic cartilage is what? A little bit stronger, but it's still nice and light. And you can bend it, and it goes back to its original location. And then the third kind of cartilage is stronger yet. All right, and again, I see chondrocytes inside a lacunae everywhere, but now I see a lot of fibers, and these fibers are thicker and they're stronger. So take a guess what kind of fibers those are. Those aren't elastic. Those are collagen fibers. So fibrocartilage has collagen, and so it's really strong. And where you have fibrocartilage is in your intervertebral discs, the special discs that are cartilage in between your vertebrae. And when you stand up, all those vertebrae compress each other, And this kind of cartilage can withstand that kind of compression. So it's the strongest kind of cartilage. Okay, another kind of cartilage, another kind of connective tissue. This one's kind of interesting, but it's strange. All right, here we have a bunch of red blood cells that carry oxygen everywhere in your body. And then we have some white blood cells here and here that fight infection. And we have some platelets right here. But the matrix inside this kind of connective tissue that has red blood cells and white blood cells is actually a fluid. So this is a fluid connective tissue. And what can you tell me about fluid? Like if you ever have a hole in your roof, what's going to happen? The water's going to run right in, right? So fluid has a tendency to flow all over the place. So this kind of connective tissue is not used for tendons and ligaments, but it's for flow. It's for flowing everywhere in your body. What kind of tissue flows all over your body? That's blood. So this is blood connective tissue. It connects everything in your body up by what? Flowing from one spot to another. And it will carry oxygen from your lungs to tissues everywhere in your body. So blood connective tissue. Don't say, you wouldn't want to say epithelium here. Why would you not say epithelium here? Because, well, this is kind of silly to say this, because epithelium never contained blood. That's kind of silly to say it like that. But, and this is blood, so it can't be epithelium. But another way, another better way of thinking about it is what? There's a lot of space between the cells. And in epithelium, you don't have any space between cells. And that matrix is the plasma, is the fluid part of these cells right here. All right, one last connective tissue that I want to show you. And I think this is where we ended last time. All right, is this thing that kind of looks like tree rings. This is bone. And what is bone? Is bone epithelium, connective tissue, muscle, or nerve? It's CT. It's connective tissue. It's connective tissue. So whenever you think of bone, you should think of what? Bone connective tissue. Yep. Just like blood is a connective tissue. All right, so again, here we see some lacunae, some little bubbles inside the matrix of bone. And inside that lacunae is a kind of cell. But we don't call it a chondrocyte because chondrocytes you only see where? In cartilage, and in bone, so we name it differently because it's bone, we say osteo. So anytime you hear osteo, you want to think of bone. Anytime you hear chondro, you want to think of cartilage. Right? And every time you hear fibro, you want to think of a fiber of some kind, like elastic fiber or collagen fiber. All right? And you see these concentric lamellae, these circles within circles. So that's a dead giveaway that that's bone. And that's a connective tissue. Guess what is in the matrix right here? Guess what you have a lot of in bone? You have osteocytes. But it's actually a metal ion. It's a metal. You have a lot of calcium, right? And it's actually a divalent cation. Bone is a reservoir for calcium, okay? But you need calcium. You need to have good, adequate calcium ion levels in your blood. So one of the functions of bone is that it's a reservoir for calcium. So if your body ever needs calcium, where can it find it? It breaks down bone. It finds it in bone. Now, do you think it's more important to have strong bones that don't break or to have good blood levels of calcium? Okay. Well, remember that there's osteoporosis running around. Osteoporosis is when your bones demineralize and you lose calcium. And one of the side effects of osteoporosis is that bones are very easily broken. No fun to have broken bones, right? So you might think it's more important to have strong bones so that they don't break, but later on in the class, I'm going to show you why it's so important to have blood calcium levels, right? It's actually more important to have calcium levels in your blood at the appropriate level than calcium inside your bones. And indeed, your body does sacrifice your bones in order to maintain calcium levels inside your blood. And that's the underlying reason why osteoporosis exists. Okay, and I'll talk about that when we get to the skeletal system coming up pretty soon. All right, so that's it for bones. So what have we talked about so far in terms of tissue? We've talked about epithelium and connective tissue, and what's left?
Muscle
and nervous tissue. Okay, so let's think about some muscle tissue right here. What the heck is muscle tissue specialized for?
Contraction.
Yep, it shortens, right? It contracts. And when it contracts, it actually can generate a lot of force. Right, so muscle can be used for pumping blood or a huge glass of wine or something. Okay, so you can use muscles to do all kinds of things. And you've got, it's composed of long threads where the length of the cell is much greater than the diameter of the cell. So it kind of, you could say it resembles this pen right here. Right, it's very tubular. And because of that, and sometimes it's very long, sometimes we call it a fiber, like a thread. So a muscle fiber and a muscle cell are actually the same thing, and we use those terms interchangeably. So we got three different kinds of muscle: skeletal, cardiac, and smooth. These are the three kinds. So let's kind of compare and contrast some of the characteristics of these three kinds of muscles, and then you'll be able to pick it out with your eye when you look at a micrograph of it. All right, skeletal muscle makes up about 40% of your body weight. So most of your body weight is involved with motility, locomotion. You know, there's an insect that has 99% of its body weight as muscle. Yeah. Not an ant. You know, it might be close. An ant might be close. But it's actually an amazing insect because I've never seen it fly upside down, but I've seen it fly forwards and backwards and sideways, and it can hover. And that's a dragonfly. So a dragonfly is mostly flight muscle, and everything else is just very, very lightweight. All right, so that would be cool if we could do that. Yeah, fly in one direction even, much less do all that kind of stuff. Okay. A skeletal muscle cell is really long, is super long, and so therefore it can have many nuclei per cell. So that's strange. Most cells have how many nuclei, would you guess? It just has one. But a skeletal muscle cell has many. And when you look at it underneath a microscope, it has a zebra pattern. It has a stripes. And we call those striations. So skeletal muscle is striated. And the other thing that's true of skeletal muscle is that you can control it. Under most circumstances, you can relax that muscle or you can cause it to contract. So for instance, this muscle right here, that I can cause flexion of my forearm or relax it, extension of my forearm, the biceps right here, it's under voluntary control. That's a skeletal muscle. So by definition, skeletal means voluntary. You can cause it to contract or to relax. As opposed to this other kind of muscle, which we call cardiac muscle. Guess where we find cardiac muscle? In your heart, right? So the myocardium is just another name for your heart. And the heart muscle is what we say under involuntary control. You can't control it. It's going to beat at its own rhythm. As a matter of fact, it doesn't even need nerves from your brain to tell it when to contract. It will just contract appropriately depending on the nature of the heart itself. You can influence a little bit. Like for instance, if I were to say, okay, put all your books away, let's take the quiz right now, what happened to your heart rate? It probably increased a little bit. So, I mean, you can play tricks in your mind to control your heart rate, but it's not like lifting up a glass of water, contracting your biceps or something, right? You can influence your heart rate, but you can't really control it unless you get really good with meditation or something. Huh? Well, yeah, you can choose to inject yourself with norepinephrine. That will increase your heart rate, but still, that's not like muscle contraction, the skeletal muscle, okay? Okay. Another difference is that cardiac muscle only has one nucleus per cell. And like skeletal muscle, it is striated. So you're going to see striations in skeletal muscle. And skeletal muscle is long and narrow. Kind of looks like a fiber. But cardiac muscle is branched. It has branches. associated with it. That's something else we'll see. And between cells, there's these dark areas that we call intercalated discs. And because of all these branching, and it only has one nucleus, it's really short. And as a matter of fact, if this one here was a skeletal muscle cell, it would be 10 or 50 times longer than that. I just can't even draw it its whole length, right? So it'd be really, really long. And the last kind is smooth muscle. Smooth muscle is interesting. Again, it's kind of short, like cardiac muscle, only one nucleus per cell. But in smooth muscle, there are no striations. You don't see the stripe pattern at all. And it's involuntary. You can't cause it to contract. Again, you could trick it a little bit. You could find smooth muscle in your digestive system. You find smooth muscle in the uterus. Okay? You find smooth muscle in blood vessels and things like that. So places you wouldn't even want to have control over with your mind because you couldn't think of all of those places, right, at one time. So your brain takes care of that for you automatically. So we say that's under involuntary control. Oh, yeah, so it's found in the walls of hollow organs, like your gastrointestinal tract, reproductive tract, and also your urinary bladder and ureters, which is part of your urinary system. All right, so are you dying to take a look and see what these guys look like? Okay. Skeletal muscle. What did we say about skeletal muscle?
Striated.
It's striated, long and narrow. Now, your book does an okay job, but not really great. Because these don't look really long, but these are hugely long. Okay, these could be feet or maybe even a meter long. All right, upside down, backwards. Okay, but what do you see? It kind of looks the same no matter how I have it upside down or backwards. It really doesn't matter. All right, we see these stripes, which we call striations. And every cell has, like this one here, has 1, 2, 3, 4 nuclei in them, right? Multinucleated. And they're what? You see any branching patterns right here? No, they're just all long and narrow. So that's characteristic of skeletal muscle. And what you don't see on here is this under voluntary or involuntary control. Yep, this is voluntary. Voluntary control right here. Now you might wonder, well, how come these cells have so many nuclei in them? Because you know what? At one point in time during your development, we said that these cells right now in an adult could be a couple feet long, maybe even a meter long. But during development, they were actually microscopic cells that were joined together. And when you put two cells together and you dissolve the membrane between them, you had a nucleus over here and a nucleus over here, and now you've got what? Two cells that have come together to form one cell. Now you got two nuclei in that one cell. Well, let's do that maybe 100 times over or 1,000 times over. Now you have, what, 1,000 cells that have all been joined together to form one. What do you got in there? Like 1,000 nuclei. Okay, so that's what happens with this particular cell. Now, what kind of muscle fiber doesn't have striations? It's not striated. Smooth. You see any striations there? Nope, there's no striations right there. This is smooth muscle, one nucleus per cell. These kind of look like if you take a football and stretch it out, make the ends even more pointy, that's what a smooth muscle cell looks like. Right? So it's not a, I suppose we could call it a fiber, but typically we don't call it a fiber. Because it's not, it's kind of long and narrow, but it's not really long and narrow as a skeletal muscle. What kind of control is this under?
Involuntary.
Walls of hollow organs. And then lastly, cardiac. What are you looking forward to see in cardiac muscle? Some striations. And branching. Do you see a branching pattern? Ah, here's a branch right here. And do you see striations? Yeah, absolutely. How many nuclei per cell? Just one. All right, don't forget, involuntary control. And these little areas here and here, these are what we call intercalated discs. This just allows your heart to work electrically in a very nice way. Okay, and so they're important for coordinating how your heart contracts. And when we get to the cardiovascular system, maybe we'll expound upon that. So if there's an electrical signal in this cell, it can go directly to this cell over here. And then to this one, and then to this one. without wasting much time. Okay, so could we do a little quiz? What kind of cell is that? Smooth muscle cell, no striations. Oh, you can see it on there? Okay, what kind of cell is that? Skeletal muscle, because it's striated, non-branching. Okay, let's try it again. What kind of cell is that? You guys are getting good. Cardiac. It's striated, right? It's striated and branched, but it's still involuntary, just like smooth muscle right here. All right, so those are the three kinds. Now, what do these all what do all these cells have in common? What do they all have in common? What are they specialized to do?
Contract.
Yep, they're specialized to shorten from end to end. They contract. And they contract with force so that they can pressurize your blood or move your skeleton around or move food through your digestive system so that you can digest it. All right, one last tissue. Guess what that is?
Nervous tissue.
Nervous tissue. And you have two different kinds of cells that make up nervous tissue. Oh, good, I got a slide right here. And the two kinds of cells that make up nervous tissue are neurons and this word right here. Somebody say that word for me. Neuroglia. Or you could say neuroglial, all right, but neuroglia. And the difference is that a neuron conducts electrical impulses. So it's an electrical cell, but the neuroglia cell does not. It's just a support cell. It makes the neurons happy. All right, so for a long time, people were really interested in neurons and were not interested in neuroglia at all. Okay, but you know what? Nowadays, we know that these neuroglia are real, real important for a whole bunch of reasons, and people are actually more interested in these, even though they don't carry electrical signals anywhere, because the neuroglia tell your neurons where to go. They help define what kind of connections to make. And so we're actually thinking that these neuroglia might even be more important than the actual neuron itself. Okay, but nervous tissue is specialized for what? Conducting electrical impulses. And the cool thing about that is that what can you tell me about electricity? Is it fast or is it slow? Yeah, it's lightning fast, right? So if you want to send information from one part of your body to the other and you don't want it to take all day, what do? You kind of send it like a lightning bolt. And the nerves carry that electrical information. Okay. As opposed to sticking a message in your blood and then the blood has to carry it around everywhere. That would be slow. All right, so nerves make up the brain, spinal cord. Brain and spinal cord are part of your central nervous system, and then nerves are part of what we call your peripheral nervous system. Everything outside your brain and spinal cord. And maybe you could remember in chapter one, you had a cranial cavity and the vertebral cavity or spinal cavity. That's where your central nervous system is, brain and spinal cord. And all the nervous tissue outside your brain and spinal cord is what we call peripheral nervous system. All right, so let's look at a neuron first. This is the electrical conducting kind of cell. I think maybe when we get to the nervous system, we'll have a better picture. But when we had this epithelium right here, these cuboidal cells, what can you tell me about the margin of this cell right here, the edge? It's kind of smooth. I mean, there's one point right here, but basically what? It's kind of smooth and continuous. It's not very jagged looking. But when we look at a neuron, guess what it looks like? It looks all jagged and has all these different points sticking out of it. These points we call processes or projections from the major part of the cell. This major part of the cell is what we call the cell body. And these things over here are either what we call dendrites or axons. But don't forget, this neuron right here is used to send electrical signals over long distances in your body. So these projections have to be what? They have to be like wires. They actually have to travel great distances to carry that electrical information. So that's why an epithelium doesn't have these projections, and that's why a nerve cell does, because it wants to communicate very rapidly with some other location in your body. Okay, so a cellular process is not some kind of functioning thing, but it's a structural what? It's a structural pathway that the cell takes. Okay. And that's a nerve. So what is nervous tissue specialized for? Conducting electrical impulses. A nerve cell doesn't contract. What kind of cell contracts? Or what kind of tissue contracts? Muscle. What kind of tissue connects various parts of your body? Connective tissue. And what does epithelium do? Yeah, it lines the surface, covers a cavity, or even forms a gland. Right? Okay. So that's all of that. Do you have another page? Yes. Membranes. I don't have a picture of this. I'm going to come back to this. It will make more sense when I have a picture to show you. You have pictures in chapter 1. I got to remember to go to chapter 1. Go to chapter 1. Okay, but let's just say generally, a membrane is a thin sheet or layer that covers a structure, lines a cavity. Kind of sounds like epithelium. So a membrane actually is part epithelium plus part loose connective tissue. So it's actually an organ. It's made up of two different kinds of tissues. And various cavities that we have inside our body have a membrane around them, like the membrane around our lungs or the respiratory tract. Around our lungs, that would be the pleural membrane. Around your heart, we call it pericardial. Peri means surrounding the heart, pericardium. And the membrane that surrounds your abdominal pelvic cavity has got a special name. We call that the peritoneal membrane. All right, but I'm going to go over this again next time. All right, so how about if we answer some questions for tissues? Let's see if I know any of these answers. All right, so that's module number 5. You know, so some students have told me what they're doing that might be kind of helpful when it comes time for the test, right? They have their notes open to exactly where we're talking about, and they're making notes on the notes that I hand you. But you know what? They don't forget about the questions back here at the back of the handouts. And even in lecture, they start answering the study guide questions. All right, because that's when it's fresh in their mind. So if you want to do that to help study for a test, that would be helpful. And then we can correct them together when we're done with the chapter. All right, so you can actually start filling some of these things in, getting a jump ahead of time for the test. Okay, let me turn that off. Because when you start studying for a test, what really helps is it the number of times you study or the amount of time that you study? That's an interesting question. The number of times that you study or the total time that you study? You know what? If you have to pick one or the other, it's actually the number of times you study that really helps and not the total time. So if you study frequently in short periods of time, that's actually the most efficient way to learn something new. Especially after classes. Okay, because it's still fresh in your mind? Yeah? Okay. So the number of times probably is more important than the length of time. So for instance, if you stay up all night the day before a test and you just study one time, that's not nearly as good as if you study maybe 10 times for 10 minutes, which is just, that's 100 minutes, that's about an hour and a half compared to staying up all night long. You'll learn a lot more in short periods of time than long periods of time. All right, so who can answer question number 1? How many tissues are found in the body?
4.
What are they called? Yeah, you got it. Epithelium, connective, muscle, and nervous, just like we talked about. You don't have to put it in any order. All right, but what are they specialized to do? Epithelium, cover something, right? And muscle, specialized for? Contraction. Nerves for? Yeah, conducting electrical impulse. So this would be what? That wouldn't be nerve. This would be what?
Contraction.
This would be contraction. This would be muscle. Muscle. For electrical shocking? Okay. Okay, be careful with that, because this looks like more like contraction to me. But anyway, that won't be on the test. All right, let's see. So we've got epithelium. And connective tissue just connects various parts of your body. All right, an epithelium. What is an epithelium? Well, we said it covers a surface or lines a cavity. But another important thing is, don't forget, it does what? It secretes. And what kind of what do we call an epithelium that secretes? That's what we call a gland. So an epithelium covers a surface, lines a cavity, or makes a gland. That's all epithelium, huh? Epithelium covers a surface, lines a cavity, or makes a gland. That's for epithelium. And what are the different types of epithelium by shape? Squamous, cuboidal, and columnar. And I suppose you could think of transitional when it changes shape. But don't forget that transitional doesn't fit nicely into any of those. Kind of stands by itself. What about layers? Simple for one layer, or stratified if it's more than one. All right, if it's more than one. And it could be 20 or 30 layers, and that's stratified. Or it could be two layers, and that's stratified, right? It's just meaning more than one. Okay, connective tissue just connects different parts of your body together somehow or another. And what are the types? Let's see if I can remember. Oh, was there a question? So, what are the types of connective tissue? Oh, did I miss adipose? Adipose connective tissue. Adipose is a kind of connective tissue. And I think you should know that it just stores fat. It stores adipose. I don't think I want to say anything more. It's an interesting kind of connective tissue. It's atypical, but I don't want to go into that, I don't think. All right, so what are the kinds of connective tissue? Adipose is one. Areolar, which is loose. Dense, which is what it makes tendons and ligaments. Dense connective tissue. A lot of collagen. Yeah, areolar is loose. Areolar is loose. Cartilage. How many kinds of cartilage? You got hyaline, elastic, and fibro. And in terms of strength, which is the weakest? Which is the weakest cartilage? The weakest is hyaline. Yeah, the weakest is hyaline, doesn't have fibers. And then the next strongest is elastic, and then the strongest of them all is fibrocartilage, because it has collagen. It could be relatively strong, but not as strong as elastic. Not as strong as elastic. Three kinds: hyaline, elastic, and fibro. Hyaline cartilage? Yeah, they're all connective tissues. They're all connective tissues. They're all cartilage. Hyaline, elastic, and fibro are the different kinds of cartilage. What kind of cells do you have? I don't know if this is a question or not. Oh, yeah, okay, we'll get to that. Let me not say it now. All right, so let's finish up with connective tissue. We got areolar, we got adipose, we got cartilage. Yeah, we got the dense, and then bone connective tissue. What kind? Okay, bone connective tissue. What else? Blood, which is pretty atypical because it's a fluid connective tissue. Was there anything else? Not that I can recall. I maybe forgot one, but look in your notes. That's enough. What is the matrix? It's the space between cells in what kind of tissue? In connective tissue. Any kind of connective tissue. is going to have a matrix. All right, and in that matrix, it could be fibers like collagen or elastic or tissue fibers, or it could be fluid. Or it could be a solid like bone. The calcium is in the matrix of bone. All right, now here's a good one. Name the cells found in bone. Yeah, that's an osteo. Anytime you hear osteo, you're going to hear bone. Or you should think of bone. Cartilage is? Chondro. Chondro means cartilage. Blood. What do you got in blood? Yeah, you know, I didn't go over that too much, but you got red blood cells and white blood cells. And then the last thing is platelets. And you know what's good? So red blood cells carry oxygen everywhere in your body. White blood cells fight infection. And what the heck do those platelets do? They play another important role. They keep you from bleeding to death. So they stop blood loss. Because remember, blood is a fluid, and if you were to cut yourself, all that fluid would just flow right out of your body. And then that would be the end of you. But since you have platelets, it will plug up that tear or cut in a blood vessel so that you don't bleed to death. That's what a platelet does. Stops you from bleeding. Okay, what kind of cell is found in dense connective tissue? A fibroblast, because it makes cartilage. No. It makes what? Collagen. Yeah, it makes collagen. All right, and then the last one, adipose tissue. What kind of cell does adipose tissue have? Yeah, adipocyte. Adipocyte. Okay. Last couple questions in number 4. What chemicals produced by a fibroblast? It makes collagen fibers and elastic fibers. So any kind of fibers. A fibroblast makes a fiber. And a goblet cell. I hope I went over a goblet cell. Did I go over a goblet cell and what it makes? Yeah, it produces moco. Okay, mucus. It produces mucus. And mucus has a number of different applications. It's slippery, right? So it's a good lubricant. It helps fight infections. It's also a buffer, so it protects your stomach from getting dissolved away. Yeah. Oh, maybe I forgot to mention that. Osteocyte. Yeah, bone is osteocyte. Cartilage is chondrocyte. Adipose is adipocyte. And then the only other one you got is fibroblast. So a goblet cell secretes mucus. It produces mucus and secretes it. Yeah. Okay, know the 3 different types of muscle cells. You got skeletal, which is attached to your skeleton. You got cardiac, which makes your heart, and then smooth, which makes hollow organs up, like a ureter, uterus, fallopian tube, digestive tract. Okay. And they're all specialized for what? Contraction. And you should probably know some characteristics of the 3 different kinds of tissues, like which one is voluntary, which is involuntary, which ones are striated, not striated. That's what I mean by know. Okay, so don't just know the names. Know something about what they look like and something about their internal structure. Okay, know the 2 types of cells of the nervous system. So you got to know the name and a little bit about function. Like what are the 2 names? Neurons and neuroglia. And which one conducts electrical impulses? The neurons. And the neuroglia are just support cells. And they help make insulation, right? It's one of the functions. Okay, number 7. We could probably, I just barely touched on this today. But we're going to go over this in a little bit more detail. But the pleural membrane is around the lungs. And the pericardial membrane is around the heart. And the peritoneal membrane is around the Yeah, it's a little bit more difficult to visualize, but it's abdominopelvic cavity. Abdominopelvic cavity. You know, and you can get an infection of each one of these membranes. Like an infection of the pleural membrane. Guess what we call that? Does anybody have that in here? It's called pleurisy. Pleurisy is an infection of the pleural membrane. Right? And if you have an infection of the membrane around the heart, we call that pericarditis. And if you get an infection of the peritoneal membrane, we call that peritonitis. How do you get peritonitis? Anybody have peritonitis in here? I'm really glad. Peritonitis is when you have an appendicitis, when your appendix gets real sick and it bursts. And then you have that infectious material everywhere in your abdominal pelvic cavity, and we call that peritonitis. I'm sorry? You can die from that. It's, your appendix is part of a lymphatic system in your digestive tract. And people just seem to get it. I don't think we really know why. If there's maybe a family history, maybe a little bit, or it might be...
How do you know if you have that?
Because you have severe right lower abdominal discomfort. Okay? And there's a nice clinical sign. There's a real nice clinical sign. For instance, if it's got to be pain over here. It can't be pain up here or pain over there or whatever. If you got it here and you go talk to a doctor, one of the first things he'll do... Well, when you have a pain and you see a doctor, what do? They grab it and say, does this hurt? And you go, well, yeah, that hurts. Okay, like if you have a broken bone or something. Okay. Well, one of the things is if you have an appendicitis and somebody reaches to your right lower quadrant like that, you're not going to let them touch you because it hurts real bad. Okay, you're going to take their hand and move it away. You're going to move out of the way. We call that guarding. So if you're guarding that right lower quadrant, that is one clinical sign for appendicitis, but they'll need to do some tests to check to make sure that it is.
I thought
I had
that last week.
Yeah.
But
it could be nondescript. You might not get all the symptoms. Right. Okay. So maybe you just had, maybe you ate something, maybe you had like a stomach flu or intestinal flu. There's an intestinal flu going around that is making people real sick. Okay, so but you're fine. You look fine. That's good. It went away.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's interesting. Okay. So that's peritonitis. Pericarditis is real dangerous too because that's going to decrease your heart function. Pleurisy is real uncomfortable because in order for you to breathe, what happens to your lungs? They've got to expand and contract. Expand and contract, right? And if every time your lungs expand, you have pain, and as a matter of fact, the pain can be so bad, just like an appendicitis, it's like somebody's stabbing you in the chest with a knife, guess what you're not going to feel like doing? Like every time you take a breath, somebody's stabbing you in the chest. You're not going to feel like breathing, right? Well, what happens if you don't breathe? How does that make you feel? Well, you feel pretty shitty when you don't breathe. So there you are. You feel terrible when you breathe and you feel terrible when you're not breathing. What other choice do you have? Well, you just feel really miserable. So one treatment for pleurisy besides antibiotics to take care of the infection is opiates so that you can do something. You can breathe, right? So you're not so miserable. When you fall asleep, you breathe, but with anesthesia?
Yeah.
Anesthesia is very, very tricky because if they do it just right, they knock out as much of your brain so that you become unconscious, but not so much that it disturbs your respiratory center. Okay? And if the anesthesia is not perfect and they anesthetize your respiratory center, then you stop breathing. Okay? And then possibly you could die, but when you're in a hospital and you're in that deep of anesthesia, they put you on a respirator that breathes for you. Okay, so, and that's the job of the anesthesiologist. It's a very tricky branch of medicine because it's easy to kill somebody when that happens, right? And I probably wouldn't do any kind of anesthesia without being in a hospital and having a respirator nearby because if somebody makes a little mistake, right, then they'll have to know CPR to keep you alive. Yeah, use locals as much as possible. All right, number 8. We're going to come back to number 8 later. When did we start? At 1 o'clock? So we go to 2:20, right? All right. Oh, we got a quiz today. But then we'll be behind. Okay, really soon. Really, really soon. We'll do the quiz really soon, but not quite right away. Because I want to at least introduce what we're going to be studying next time. And what the heck are we studying next time? It's the integument. So I want to briefly introduce you to integument, and then maybe I'll say some things about the quiz. I'll entertain questions about the quiz. All right. Yes. I know it's we could have maybe more stimulating forms of entertainment, but this is what we got. Okay, so the integumentary system, what the heck is it made out of? Skin plus accessory structures. And some accessory structures are hair and nail and glands, and there's even some muscle in your skin, in your integument. Who knows who has observed muscle in your integument before? You all have. What's a manifestation of that muscle in your skin? What does it look like? How about goosebumps? When you get goosebumps, right, your hair stands up on end and you got that little goose pimple right there. That's a little muscle pulling on a hair follicle that makes the hair follicle stand up. And so you're all familiar with that. Okay, the function of your skin. Well, it protects internal structures from bacteria or infection. It also keeps you from dehydrating. So if you don't have skin on you, which happens under certain kinds of conditions, what are you susceptible to? Infection and dehydration. Both will kill you very, very quickly. And a typical place where you might lose your skin is, for instance, when you have a burn. So when somebody has a burn, we're really concerned about infection and dehydration. Immediately, we have to give support to people that don't have skin on certain parts of their body. Okay. But skin is also important for regulating your body temperature. Like, for instance, when you get hot, what happens to you? You start sweating. That's obvious, right? You start sweating. That's a part of your skin function. And when that water evaporates, it cools you down. Your skin also produces an important vitamin, vitamin D. But in order for that to happen, you need to be in sunlight. You need to get some sun. So I know years ago, not too many years ago, 5, 10 years ago, everybody was saying, oh, don't go out in the sun, don't go out in the sun, because the sun is carcinogenic. It will damage your skin. But what? You need a little bit of sun to do what? To make vitamin D for you. All right, so just a proper amount. 15 minutes a day? Okay. All right. Well, and then your skin is also important for sensation. Like, what kind of sensations do you have on your skin? What can you feel? Yeah, you can feel touch, pressure, you can feel pain, like if someone pokes you with a pin or something. What else? Temperature. Somebody sticks an ice cube on your neck. No problem. You can feel that. Or something hot, you can feel that too. And your hairs, there's nerves attached to your hair, so that wind is blowing by. It moves your hair around. You can feel wind moving across the surface of your body. So all kinds of different kinds of sensations. All right, I'm almost going to stop. I'm going to talk about some layers, superficially, lightly cover some layers of the skin. The uppermost layer is what we call the epidermis. The deeper layer is what we call the dermis. And then in this class, we talk about even a third layer, but it's not really part of your skin. We call that the hypodermis. That's below the dermis. And the dermis really is, it has dense connective tissue in it. The dermis is really the strongest layer. Right? And that's what, for instance, shoes are made out of and stuff like that. I mean, not your skin, but like other kinds of animal skin. Right? Leather is the dermis. The epidermis is an epithelium. So it's not very strong, but it has a number of different layers in it. It's a stratified squamous epithelium. And all these different layers perform different kinds of functions that we'll talk about next time. All right, so your skin has two main layers, the epidermis and the dermis. Epi means what? On top of. And hypo means below. Yeah, the bottom layer. Hypo means below. And the dermis is the one in the middle, so epidermis is one on top of the dermis, and hypodermis is the layer underneath the dermis. But don't forget, this hypodermis really is not part of your skin. But we talk about it now because it's not too important, and it kind of goes along with the skin to talk about it. Okay. All right, so we still got a quiz. What the heck is on this quiz? Question. Who's got a question?
Quiz 4 and 5.
This is just quiz 4. But it's on chapters 4 and 5. Okay. So what's 4? 4 was metabolism. Yeah, proteins. What are proteins that can control chemical reactions called?
Enzymes.
And metabolism. Metabolism could be broken down into two forms. What are the two forms? Catabolism and anabolism. And catabolism is what? Breaking down. And anabolism is putting together. Okay. What are the building blocks of proteins? Amino acids. What's a building block of a triglyceride? Glycerol and fatty acid. All right, glycerol and fatty acid is a building block of triglyceride. Or you could say, and a triglyceride is what? It's a lipid, right, or fat. So glycerol and fatty acid is for building lipids. Okay, when an enzyme works on a substrate, how is it that an enzyme can recognize a substrate? How does an enzyme allow a substrate to work? It's the shape, right? It's by the shape. Okay. And you know the difference between DNA and RNA? Yeah, DNA has what? Has the base thymine that RNA does not have. And RNA has the base uracil that DNA does not have. All right, so that's probably pretty good to know. Let's see. What's a real rigid form of connective tissue?
Bone.
Is bone connective tissue? Yeah, you better believe it. It's connective tissue. Okay. And let's see, do you know the difference between exocrine and endocrine glands? Endocrine gland has what? Secretes directly into the blood, and an exocrine gland secretes into a duct. Exocrine secretes into a duct. Okay. All right, so put your books away, please. Put the version of the quiz you got. Oops, you don't want that one. Good thing I had it in yellow. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Tuesdays and Thursdays are really long days for me. I'll cover it up. Okay, these. Pass down, please. Just keep passing. Passing. Pass one more, and this is yours. Okay, please pass it down, and pass that down, and pass that down. Pass that down. Pass that down. Yeah, you know, if you do copy the same answers, you'll get them wrong. So don't. How are we doing down there? pass it. Oh, that backpack's in the way. Because it's hard to pass.
Oh.
How are we doing? Yeah, you can use the backside as long as it isn't spindled or mutilated, all marked up. And make sure you get put your name on there too, so I don't have to flip it over every time. Thank you. Looks good. Make sure you have your name and the version of the quiz on your Scantron, please. Wow, you guys in the back row, really. You lose time. There's people done already. Oh, you did. Okay.
To find out, where do you leave the recording?
Second floor of the library. I'll be right back. Let me just get this out to other people. Okay, the lecture recordings are on the second floor of the library in the reference section. Sometimes it's helpful. The reference section. I don't know. I don't remember talking about it. Yeah. I was going to double check or something.
Yeah, I was just double checking on the spreadsheet in the class because it was in the roll sheet or whatever.
Okay. I have to hook up to the internet sometime.
Okay. So, next class session, I guess?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
I can't hook up here.
Okay.
Okay. Did you put a little note on your Scantron? Yeah, please put a note. Say, check registration for me. Just in the dark side over here. Check registration. Depends on what side you filled in.
Yeah, I filled in the black side.
Okay. Yeah.
Number five, you just want to look the formalin then?
What are the four organic bases found in DNA? Yeah, if there's four. Yeah, if there's four.
I can't find a number. Is there a number?
4A.
Oh.
4A.
Can you put it right here?
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay, so I can't grade these right after class today. So you'll have to see, because you could see me at maybe 3:15 if you want to find your results for today in my office.
Is that the key?
Don't take it with you because I need it. Yeah, man.
Check. I didn't get my test back.
Yeah, I might have it right here.
I got like two wrong.
Like to check my results.
I don't remember if I recorded your grade, so maybe I don't want to give you your scan try. But I can at least show you.
Yeah.
So I did it on the back, so I put on the front. I put quiz A, that means it's for the back. Does that matter? See, if it says A over here, that means it's over here on the back. Which I write on the back.
Yeah, write it right there. Plus your name.
Oh, well, it's on the front.
Yeah, but I want it on the back, too.
Okay.
So I don't have to flip it over. Because sometimes I have over 100 students. Well, there's 10 questions always. Rodolfo, right? Hey, cool, grade. You could have it.
I can have it?
Yeah, don't lose it. This one, there's just somebody had a makeup, so I don't.
You want to hold it? You don't need it?
I don't need it. I have it written down. But you hold it in case I lose everything. I'll hold on to it then. Because you don't want to lose that grade.
I think I'm on test.
Yeah. This thing. The key? Yeah. Randall. I don't know your name.
Jimmy.
When? Nice grade.
Pick up my quizzes too.
I hope so. Hey, no copying up there. Yeah, it's real nice. Yeah, 4B. That's good.
Is your website up?
No. Maybe this weekend I'll get it going.
A number 5 I know the answer, but I don't know how to put in the answer.
Bubble in each right answer. So it could be more than one.
Okay.
So if you like that, that, and that, and that, fill in that, 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 and that letter.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Your test.
Okay.
Jimmy, I'll get to your quiz real as soon as I can. Tanisha. Okay, see you. Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
What are you going to
do? You know, I have some asbestos in my house, so I have to move out. So that the asbestos people could come in, so I got to move out of my house this weekend. Oh.
You go to the hotel?
Yeah. Got it. Oh, that's such a hassle.
Yeah.
But it's better than breathing asbestos, I guess.
I was going to study, but I have nothing to study now because we have a test today.
Dang.
Yeah, I had a huge algebra test today, and I have nothing to study.
Okay.
Find something
to do. Okay. Study figures. So Jimmy, I'm not sure I know which quizzes you want, so I'll just look through all of them. Okay, thank you.
Quizzes 2 and 3.
2 and 3. This is 1 and 2, I guess. Wasn't 100. I guess you were doing 100s or something. I mean, it's not a bad grade, but still, it's not 100. That's better.
Thank you.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with an 8, but I'd take a 10 any day. Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Hi. Hi, am I welcome to come in now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. We want to know the results. Go on.
Is now a good time? I don't want to enter.
Yeah, they just finished the anaerobic and then.
Okay.
We're waiting.
Okay. I have them right here. So I'm going to put the keys out on the table here and here, and then I'll pass back your Scantrons. But since I don't know anybody in here, I'll just have to call out the names and then you say who you are. So don't take anybody else's but yours, because you could trick me.
I know that.
Okay, there's something else too. And that is, when I put the answer key down, I don't want anybody taking notes, please. And don't take the key with you. And then the other thing is, too, I need your Scantrons back. So just check to make sure that it's graded correctly. There were two questions that I'm going to give as extra credit. One was, could have many different answers. One had a typographical error in it. So you'll see how I have it graded. Okay, in a little bit. Try not to mix up. So here are Scantrons. Okay, maybe I'll pass these out and then I'll put the key.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because maybe you're interested to know. There was, I think, about 15 people with A's and 26 people with B's and maybe 10 or 15 people with C's, and then the rest were all D's and F's. Which, I have it broken down. Okay, Melissa Sakame. Min Chung M. She went to the bathroom. Okay, I'll try to keep that out. Angel Soto. Ramona Biscos. Melissa Bautista. Okay. Manuel is here. Lena. Lena Lee. Not here. Tuesday. Let's see. Min? Lena. Alex Kalamok. Miriam. Igual. Carla Staxrud. Tara Alexis. Lindsay Taylor. Jake Bates. I didn't put the test out yet. Maricel Soriano. Well, this is nice. At least I get to know some names maybe if I do this a lot. Brianna Turner. Ted. Yeah, I think he's in my class. Sherry Ariza. Heather Gale. Jung Choi. Amber, Hoosier, okay, okay. Ariane Fillmore, Bamini Bakta, Adalgo, she's in my class, Yomi Iko. Mijong Kim. Chung Lei. Chung, not Lee, I'm sure it's Lei. Okay. Danielle Wang. Jessica Nelson. Shannon Fobbs. Mario Hernandez. Brian Jared. Patricia Valencia. Dana Lai. Okay, Marissa Salvador. Sylvia Sanchez. Christina Sanchez. Nicole Rubin, Edgar Esconde, Yuki Matsuoka, Patricia Zaremba, Grishma Doshi, Maria Ligo, Kelly Bake. Julie Specht, Nazia Khalid. I don't know how to read your name because of your the way that you write it. I think it's Grubau.
Gina.
You got a Grubau. Janet Rowe. Rosa Garcia. Rosemary Harrison. Danielle Diaz. Christina Sims. Joon-hee Kim. Paula Martinez. Fleur de Lis Lachman. Who else needs a test? Okay, I got a couple left. Kathleen Arcos. Really nice. Brian Rosettis. Brian. And Diana Lagundi. So everybody's got a test, right? Okay. Okay, so don't forget, I need those back before you go. And now I'm going to put the test out. Okay, but Angela, we got to talk, and probably you just have to leave the room because I'm going to be putting the test out. Okay, so this is what we'll do from now on, too. We just put the keys out on the table. And you can't take notes, okay? If you take notes, then you fail the test. So don't take notes. All right, so there's a possibility that I'm going to change my mind on one more question, and you might get one more point. Because there's a lot of people that have 89s, and there are a lot of people that have 79s. I don't know why that is.
Then all have an 89.
Yeah.
So make it two.
Well, in reality, there's really not much difference in this point in time between a 88 and an 89 or a 90.
I'm happy.
That's all. It's all very good. Yeah, this is all A.
I have a question. What is stars?
Okay, the stars mean that there's more than one correct answer, maybe A, B, or A, C, D, or something, and it can only make one mark. So since it doesn't know what to make, it just puts the asterisk. So check the key for the correct answer. Yeah. Check downstairs?
No, did you check the asterisk?
No. There's no way I can check every single answer for every student.
So how can we know we got the right answer?
You have to check the key.
And then, so.
But if you marked it wrong, I won't change the test, how it's graded. Like if there's a stray mark or something on the test, then.
So how do we know if we got the right answer?
Well, you can check the key. The correct answer is marked on the key. See?
The point is the answer is that.
It's telling you got that question wrong. Okay? And when it tells you have it wrong, you should go to the key to find out what the right answer is. Yeah.
I had a quick question.
Yeah, I can be there. I can be there quickly. But I can't be there right now. Hold on, Kelly. I'll be
well,
right there.
I was going to just ask you, like, verbally.
Okay.
It says, like, what's the best description of the internal structure of the membrane? So I was thinking,
yeah, you know, I gave
the... Only, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think...
Is that one of the...
That's
that
one
of... credit?
Yeah, that's one of the extra credit ones.
So there's two numbers on my exam.
Yeah.
Which
one? The bottom one.
The bottom one?
Yeah.
So
the bottom
so
one.
You know what? I know why. We have two different tests. Duh. I'm like, how come it marked me wrong and not you?
It's unfair. Inherently unfair.
We need one more point.
Yeah, we've gotten so.
Okay, but don't get hung up on just one point. Sounds like fun.
No.
Okay, well, you know, I actually did something bad for you, I think. I gave the test back before I had them do an evaluation of you.
Oh.
I probably should not have done that.
Yeah,
I think that's best.
Okay.
But I certainly will make a point that the evaluation is of you and not the lecture.
Okay.
Part of it's not the lecture part of the class or the lecturer. That's you. Okay.
You guys are overcooked.
Okay. Okay. So from now on, I'll leave the tests in this. Do you have a drawer here?
Yeah, I have drawer. But it's little.
I'll put it in an envelope and stick it there. And then just put the key out. Just make sure nobody takes the key or writes the answers down. And then they hand that back.
Okay.
So that's what we'll just do from now on. Yeah, pretty much. There's only one time. That's a very nice grade. There was only one time, but it was a small class. I only had 30 students. Out of the 30 students, I only had one F. And most of the students had A's and B's. So it was so atypical. But it happens every once in a while that way. That was at Cerritos College. But with a huge class like this, and we don't enforce the prerequisites, so people without even taking anatomy, they still sneak in, and people without a background. So it's too much as an introductory class, and many students take it as an introductory class, and it hurts them.
Yeah. And a lot of them would not do well in
life. Right. For that reason.
Much better than that.
It's a smaller piece, yeah.
That was the complaint about the button when I saw that. I don't make the question too hard, but I guess maybe it's just...
You might want to look at the test.
Okay.
A lot of easy questions, some not so easy. Okay. But it was long. It was 100 questions. Maybe I won't make it as long next time. So you couldn't take a break anytime, just for an hour and a half. And then I remembered in other classes where I had 100 questions, I gave the test in lab, and they had 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah. Not just an hour and a half.
Tuesday they all came in on Tuesday, but yeah. They were distracted. That one. They're like, do we have to take the quiz? I'm like, yeah, because I
sure. We need your grade. It's an opportunity for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very tired.
So it was a little bit of a long test. Oh, so let me see if of these, try to pick your students out and I'll let you hold them. Yeah, I don't know who she is, but she did real good. So there were 200s.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. California. A lot. And she has, I think, daycare issues.
Yeah, okay.
So she's not even taking it. She only took one.
Mm-hmm. Papers. Ah, here they are. So these are the evaluations. Yeah, whenever you're done with them today, I would pass it out. Will you do a little any more teaching at all?
A little bit more. We're doing that too.
Yeah, it worked okay.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Now it's working, so it should.
Do you have the 1B and the 1A's together?
Yeah. Just by lab section. Really good grade, Kelly. Not every week, I don't think.
Yeah.
Sometime before the midterm, because I would like to be able to calculate their current standing by midterm, and then maybe once again before the drop date, and then at the end of the semester.
Okay. Yeah, because I have it. I'm listing it for them to see it, but
yeah, that's
when
nice.
You want it. Okay.
Yeah, maybe midterm.
Midterm?
Yeah.
Next midterm.
Yeah, and then if I start posting it somehow online, then maybe every week, but I'm not doing anything
well,
with it every
know,
week.
Well, let me know, because I have the current.
Okay.
I just, it's in a file.
Okay. So you could just a push of a button.
Yeah,
I could have them. Okay. Okay.
Do you need the quiz back? I didn't realize.
I usually just keep the quizzes so that I don't always have to make up a new quiz every semester.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if you teach this class again, then maybe you would have to make up different quizzes or something, which is not always bad, because when you give tests or quizzes back, they use that to study. Yeah. Yeah, you always change it anyway. But it's a good study technique for students to look over their quizzes and tests.
Okay.
Okay, Manuel and Angela. Yeah. Okay, let me see if I can find the paperwork on them.
So how are they going, guys? How is the UCCO2 bubble? Yeah.
It's small, big, and
Well, just
explode yourself.
Okay, but just paper towel to dry a little bit. Just a regular paper towel will be fine. It's probably yeast. Sanghee. Okay. Yeah, let's look. So, Christopher has got three.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, definitely drop because you can miss two classes but not three.
Yeah, and he has a short answer.
Okay. So, this person I certainly will drop. Yeah, he can't miss anything else. Nothing. And Gina?
She has to be showing up. The third.
Today's the third one?
Yeah, so.
Drop.
And this one too, I guess. She's 2 minutes intermittently, but I thought she was emailing. She said she's been emailing you, but I guess she's not. So she emailed you once or something.
Has she been to class at all?
No, yes, she has. She took one test. That's it. And then I was hoping that she would show up today, but she didn't. So that's third now. Third. Because she came and then missed. Came and like that.
Okay. There's not much I can do if people don't come to class, even if they have good reasons. It's
right.
Still.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Angela. I'll talk with Angela. And Sylvia. I have one absence.
She has one absence, but she's been coming.
And then
what she's been coming on my Thursday instead of my Tuesday because she has.
Is that a problem for you?
Only no, because I'm a 19 student here. On Thursday I have 25. I mean Tuesday I have 25, so it's only big deal.
So there's only one official absence so far.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she came and then she relaxed. She's been taking all the courses
yeah.
as well.
So an absence. In order for not to get an absence, you have to be in class the whole time,
yeah.
not just the quiz.
Yeah, that's only.
Okay,
only
so she was here, but only for the quiz.
She's only did that so far, yeah.
Okay.
So, but she wanted to switch from here to here, and I said, I don't think you could do that now, but she said you could. And I said, well, you have to talk to the principal board about it.
So both would be your section?
Yeah, it would be my section. She just wanted to switch.
You could offer her the opportunity to do that unofficially.
Yeah,
if
that's
you
what
wanted
I did.
To, yeah.
If you wanted to do it officially, I don't think you could do that.
I think you could do a section change, but
yeah.
it's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care because
yeah.
you know, she shows up here and then I
yeah.
it's the same person, same person.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she has talked to her and she's that person. She's going to add yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know people that know mine. That's about, I guess, that's it. Since I should only have 21 if they let them stay. With Manuel and
I will drop. And Nunciato. And yeah, so here and here, I have to let stay
okay.
until they miss one more.
Yeah, she's missing today, but she took the test on Tuesday because she had an interview today, and she came to me on Tuesday after the midterm of the exam and said, I have a job interview today, and I'm on Thursday when the lab is, and she couldn't make, and she said, can I take the exam? I said, well, come right now, then you can take the exam. I mean,
but she still missed the lab.
And I she said, can you stay for the lab? And she said that she can't because she was working.
So that's three absences.
No, that's only one.
For Amber.
Yeah, not Amber. This is three absences.
Oh, Amber.
Amber was three absences.
Amber is three.
And then hers is today, one, because her job is equal.
She has one absence?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's not critical.
Yeah.
Okay.
But everybody, on Tuesday, everybody's showing up.
My classes, yeah. No one has dropped either.
Yeah. So this one, Thursday's one.
Yeah.
There was all these people trying to add. I don't want to be, they're trying to add your morning classes. So I added them, but I guess they couldn't.
There's no room?
Yeah,
there's no room.
They're giving up.
Yeah. Nobody has dropped.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm sure it's okay.
Okay.
This is when.
Some, what is it? Figures? No, there's some multiple choice in there too.
The coenzymes and the
okay.
allosteric modulation.
Okay.
Which I did a little bit.
Okay.
But most part, you know, it was okay here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Down here.
Yeah. Okay, well now you know how I write the questions, and maybe that might matter too a little bit. Plus that other thing that we will have for you next time.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Okay. Good. Okay. Who still has their Scantron? Anybody have a Scantron left? Who's holding out on their Scantron? Everybody's turned in? Not yet. As soon as I put the test away. Okay, so I put the test away, unless somebody has a question. Something like that, yeah. I have to look on the syllabus. No, it is 25. It's 75-25. 75 lecture, 25 for quizzes in lab. Or whatever you do in lab. Whatever the requirements in lab are. It might be just quizzes. Maybe your instructor makes you do assignments. Whatever. Help. Okay, so I'll give these to you two. When people are done. When people are done. If they have questions, then they have to come and talk to me. Yeah. I taped it down, but I don't necessarily, you don't probably necessarily have to tape it down. Yeah. That's what I was coming for. So what time do they leave in here?
Well, they probably assume like in maybe 30, 40 minutes because...
But they officially they go...
3:50.
Oh, okay, so there's plenty of time. Okay, Angela. We put it all away. Yeah.
What do you think?
Okay. When do you want to do the makeup test?
I can't on Tuesday. I don't know what.
It would be best to get it done within 1 week. Yeah, or even Wednesday during my office hours. 10:30 till noon.
10:30 on Wednesday.
Okay, then you're welcome to come by. Okay. Okay, and let's see, I think you have one absence in here. Don't forget, 3 is like fatal. Okay? Yeah, okay.
Can you try to have all the same color of blue?
The mineral oil is very important because it keeps off oxygen getting into the tube. Okay? On top of our food.
Hey, how many MLs of us? 3. Oh. Angela, I was wrong.
Okay.
I have 2 absences.
Okay.
So that means 1 more. And then I have to drop you. Okay. And Manuel.
Yes, sir.
I got 2 absences for you.
Okay.
So no more absences, so you have to get dropped. Okay. So work your schedules. Okay. Yeah.
I think both of us have had a lot going on.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay, cool.
Hopefully all of our bad stuff is out of the way. So.
All right. Excellent. All right. Otherwise, come talk to me. Foam plug for test tube. Thank you. Hello.
Evaluating.
But I'm not terribly busy.
Did you talk to Bob about the Monday thing? Did he say anything?
I think we're going to hold it maybe just a week later.
But it's, so right now it's 2 weeks behind, right?
Yeah.
So we'll just have to catch up with one last. Okay, all right.
But I don't think it's going to be the same test. Somehow it's going to be truncated.
Oh, it's not?
It's going to be a smaller test somehow.
Okay.
At least that's what the impression I got.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I know.
But you're very popular. I've had lots of compliments. I have a student in my class.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I do last message. Yeah. Yeah, always complaining about him.
Yeah, it's hard to track what's going on.
I don't know. I'm like, oh, he's really smart. I just try to be positive.
Yeah.
But what she's like, I wish Dr. Gover taught. I had him last semester. He's so organized and he's so laid back. And
okay, good, good.
So they like you.
Yeah.
I guess I'm complaining about poor Mr. Vandergrift, but oh well.
I wish I could help my students in anatomy lab.
I know, I do too, but you know what? I don't know enough about what's going on in his thing that I can't help
him. And he definitely wants it that way.
Yeah,
right?
He does. Yeah, no, he does.
So there, so
he
it's futile.
It
it's futile to try to.
You know, every time I say anything, he had. I don't want to say this, but he was like a power trip.
Yeah.
And so I just try my best to not step on his toes.
Right.
And to make him happy.
Right.
And that's all you can do.
And you know, you can teach anatomy, and if it translates into a grade, good. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Exactly. And I just, but my thing is like, are they, this is a prereq, are they learning? Because they have to all be so frustrated.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you know what? That's not on me. And so
right.
I can just do what I can do for
right.
3 hours.
You just try to get them prepared for the practicum, and other than
right.
that, get them prepared to where they learn some anatomy for later on.
Exactly. And leave it at that. But thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, good.
Right,
okay, see you. pass out a syllabus at all to the
yes,
students
did,
in them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So with your
yeah.
phone number or whatever?
I didn't give them a phone number from the beginning.
Okay.
So I gave them my web email address. So
nice.
I gave I picked
okay.
some of yours just to make sure that that's what's happening.
Yeah.
This is not a separate class.
Yeah,
schedule.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's the 4 quizzes that I gave.
Nice. Could I have copy?
Yeah, this is yours.
Oh,
I,
nice.
Yeah, I made them for you.
Okay, good.
Okay, but you want to put them in here.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Oh, and we put one more drop.
Classroom.
You're observing?
Yeah. We'll have you fill out a questionnaire after lab.
Remember, try to interpret the data. You're the one who knows. Think about it. We'll go over a little later, but we're doing experiments. And the, you know, maybe you think about experiments and you interpret the data.
Have a hard time connecting with that.
Why do you see the bubble in B and not in A?
Oh, that's right. There's no glucose.
And so what happened? So why do you see bubbles in B?
The anaerobic respiration is happening.
What else is being produced?
Besides and alcohol.
It should be light blue color. Just too many drops.
Okay, so now we have an hour set up with Gandhi, I think.
Thank you. Right?
only just a little bit. The methylene blue, when it's excess electrons, and you can see where is the
From what molecule is it accepting the electron from? Right? So here, when the Krebs cycle is inhibited due to the valenic acid inhibition of this reaction, what happens? What would you expect to see here?
What color?
Compared to this, what would you expect to see here in terms of that same blue color?
So, Sung-hee, I have to administer that.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, and you have to step out of the room.
Oh, okay.
So I will say some kind words. Okay, you know, all junior colleges, and especially here at Cypress, we take instruction very seriously, and we try to improve instruction all the time. So adjunct faculty, like your instructor, gets evaluated every semester. And as a matter of fact, this year I get evaluated every semester. So just like you're going to evaluate your instructor for lab later on in the semester, in a couple weeks you get to evaluate me for the lecture part, okay, but not for the lab part. So today I want you to say, fill out the little questionnaire and say some things regarding just the lab. So if you don't like what's going on in lecture or whatever, that should have no bearing on what you say, right? In laboratory, especially today. It's actually very poor timing for me to come in and get an evaluation of your lab instructor on a day that you get your test back. Okay, but so try to put that out of your mind and just think about what's happening in lab. Okay, so it has nothing to do with me or what's going on in lecture. So don't forget that probably you will get one more point on the test of what you have. So those of you that have an 89, that will probably be a 90, and those of you that have a 79 will probably have an 80, and those of you that have a 88 will now have an 89. Okay. All right, so let me pass this back. She will not get the results of this until next semester, and it might even be two semesters. So whatever you say on here will be in the highest confidentiality and will have no bearing on your grade whatsoever. And so the sole purpose of this is just to improve the quality of instruction. All right, so please.
How do you improve the quality of instruction for that in the
Yep. Yep.
Is
yep.
that on the review or their yearly review?
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to say something in particular about the class, I think you're welcome to do it. You can put it down. And since I'm your instructor for lecture, you know, if it's something for me, you could put it down and it will make it maybe make a difference or whatever.
So
but it'll only probably subsequent semesters, maybe not this semester. Now, if there's something like for quizzes, if you think the quizzes are totally off base, okay, then maybe we would have a conversation with the instructor and say, hey, maybe you would might consider the quizzes this, that, or the other way. Okay, so I would just be truthful. If you have nice things to say, good. If you have some critical things to say, then you should say those. And if you have both things to say, put both down. Okay? And her bosses will look at these things, and it's really hard to say what your boss likes to hear. And this is what I tell my students too. You might say, oh, she's a really hard instructor. Well, her boss might like it that she's a hard instructor. Or you might say, oh, well, she's easy. Well, her boss might like that she's an easy instructor. So there's no way to read what's a right answer or a wrong answer. You know, I have no idea. So just be truthful to your feelings is the best thing, okay?
Yeah.
And there's one more I need to give you. Okay.
We prefer
yeah, right. Right. Me too. So I'll work on that.
Is it K-I-L?
Yeah. Sung-hee. Kill. Okay, so when you're done with these, then we'll invite her back into the room and then you can finish up today's lab. And you're late. You're going to be dropped from this class.
Huh?
S-U-N-G? And then he, H-E-E. Sung He. Oh, this is for Sung He. Kill.
You have a couple of students downstairs. You said that you'd be at your office on 3:15.
Yeah, and I will be there shortly because I had to give this evaluation. They're looking for a test, probably. I'm running a little late. Tell them I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Let's see.
Yeah, really. There you go. I get some F's there.
Courtesy, respect, and professionalism.
Zero.
I think there's a punctual one. I think there is a punctual one.
If there isn't, there should be.
There is. This is different from the one we have.
Hmm.
Is this a more
adjunct? Maybe. I got it from Bob.
Oh.
And it was in a.
It's probably old.
It was in a spiral bound folder.
The current ones have 15 questions, I think 14, plus an instructor's question.
Yeah, but it's just reviewed. It's not tabulated, I don't think, of any.
Is this like the formal evaluation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
for
it
adjunct.
Sure is.
It's tabulated. Well, who's going to tabulate it?
Susan does it.
Oh, poor thing. Gosh, it does all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So I will be there shortly. Yeah. Okay, so your fellow students are waiting to see me in my office.
A line wrapped around her.
Make them wait. Thank you.
C for the blue one is C. Goes away.
Thank you. All right. Nice going on that test. Okay, any other evaluations? Yeah, okay. I don't mean to rush you. Oh, where you got them from? I don't know where you got them from. Okay, thank you. Yeah, give me those evaluations when you're done with them. Okay, you can send your professor back in, Professor Gill. I think I have some of your students waiting to see the test by my office.
Okay.
So maybe I would take the keys and the, and then I would give them back to you.
Okay. Which one is that? I see you in the morning anyway, right?
Yeah, but they don't want to wait all weekend. I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll probably just put them in your drawer.
Okay.
In case. Because they probably are not all there.
Okay.
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 Sounds good.
Bye.
Let me sneak by this way. Thank you. Hello. Where is everybody? Okay. Oh, some people came and left and are going to come back?
Oh,
you don't know. Oh, yeah. There's a couple of people. Hi. I think this is your section. Yeah, Tuesday, Thursday. I didn't ask people to put Tuesday AM. Good. Next time I'll remember to ask people to put their lab section down. Okay. Sherry, Miriam, Alex, Lena, Melissa, Bautista, Ramona, Biscos. No? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, microscope. Melissa, Sakame, Diana, Lagundi, Brian Rossetti, Fleur de Lee, Christina Sims, Danielle Diaz, Nazia, Kala, Julie Specht, Maria Ligot, Grispa Doshi, 1A. That's a very nice grade. I would like that Scantron back, please. But here is... Here's a test. And I would like the key back, too, please. So, maybe sit down right there.
Thank you.
And double check. Yuki. Edgar. Marissa. Shannon. Jessica. Danielle. Chung Lei. Bamini. Ariane. Amber. I do have. Monday. No, you're on Tuesday. Oh, okay. That's right. Okay, hold on. Sylvia Sanchez. Oh, this is even a different section. This is probably the pile right here. Natalie, Ridgely, Kara, Linda, Vina, Crystal, Dagmara, Adil, Christina, Veronica, Victor, Spencer, Dina, Lois, Rose, Cheryl. You will probably get one more point. That was a 1A or B? Let me see what I got.
I'm a big kid, so I'm good with you. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Wow, ready?
Already, I don't have another key for you to look at, though.
Oh, okay, I'll wait. So it's just, what's the 1 point? Or what is
that was
what's the score?
95.
Cool.
Because there are a couple of questions maybe I would accept a couple other answers for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about the lock and key versus the induced fit.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't the product and the substrate fit into both of them?
Induced fit is actually maybe a little bit better.
Oh, that's what I put.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the active site, if it fits the substrates perfectly, then it doesn't really necessarily fit the substrates because it's a different shape.
Okay.
And so that induced fit just means as these things come closer to the active site, it can kind of conform to one or the other and bends a little bit.
Induced fit is better after the lock and key?
Yeah. Induced fit is more modern concept, but I like lock and key.
So what was the right answer?
Induced fit.
Okay. And then, remember the first couple where it said proton, neutron, and then you could do more than one answer?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I should put neutron
for changes, because if it has
doesn't.
A different, but then it's an isotope.
Yeah, but it's the same element. It's just an isotope of that element.
So it doesn't change it. That's
doesn't
why I was wondering that. Because I was
okay.
thinking isotope is...
Only the protons change the element. But it, you're right, it does make it an isotope. But carbon-12, carbon-13, these are all isotopes of carbon. Or uranium-235, uranium-237, they're all uranium. Some are stable, some are radioactive.
It doesn't change the element, but it changes...
It could change maybe the radioactivity. It changes the stability of the nucleus to where some will want to spit out a proton or a neutron or something.
But
that makes
it classified as
that
element.
That element. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's only
so
the proton.
So if it loses a proton or electron, that's a completely different element.
Right. Only a proton. If it loses an electron, it's still that same element,
oh,
but it's just an ion. It's just
an
ion.
Okay. I knew I'd miss the basic stuff.
Thank you.
Questions?
No.
No? Okay, I will keep that too for
Thank
you.
You.
Okay, very nice grade.
Thank you.
All right, so you have a nice weekend.
You too.
Okay.
The static here, I can see. I'm a B, 1B.
I'm sorry, I still have it.
Oh, that's okay.
Almost ready.
I just have a couple questions.
Yeah.
One just has extra credit written by it on here.
Yeah.
The internal structure of the membrane.
Yeah.
I thought you said it was fluid.
The internal part of that membrane is a phospholipid bilayer.
Okay.
Okay, so...
I had another question that was the answer, and so that's why I went with fluid.
If I was thinking of maybe the overall structure and complexity of the membrane, not just the internal structure, but everything that a membrane does, then I like fluid mosaic model.
And then on this one, I remember you were talking about the quiz, a protein. You said it had to be the amino acid sequence, so that's why I put... Like I had the pleated sheet and the protein, those were the two I like decided on last. And I put the amino acid sequence for the protein and then the protein just for the pleated sheet.
Okay,
that's why I changed that.
Okay, let me read the question. Match items in A. Okay, so here's A and then I want building block
right on
B. So building block of life is cell.
Right.
Building block of beta pleated sheet. Beta pleated sheet is secondary structure. So the building block of secondary structure is primary structure. And primary structure is what? Amino acid sequence.
Yeah. So like I said, we had just had the quiz that morning, and I knew I was getting it wrong because you said it had to have, the protein had to say amino acid sequence. And so that's why I changed it.
Oh, as opposed to amino acid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
I stopped and
played.
I stopped about that one. Went back to it, and I said, "Well, this morning he said protein has to be amino acid sequence." So I matched it to that one, and I said, "Well, then."
For primary structure, is sequence, but
okay.
Building block of protein is just plain old amino acid. Okay, maybe I need to do better in class next time on that one.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so you probably end up with a 90.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Bye. Bye. So on the back here, I missed that one, but not that one?
No, you didn't miss either of those.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember why. Maybe I filled out the key wrong or something. I'm not sure.
So there's one, two, three, four. How many did I miss? The pink ones are the ones you missed, right?
Yeah.
So 1, 2.
Yeah.
And then on the back is...
3, 4, 5.
Oh, and two of those. Okay. Let me just take a look real fast.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, 6 and 8 I really messed up on. So if they... The only thing that'll change the element is if it was a proton. Electron, same element, just a different charge.
Just a different chemical kind of thing.
Okay.
But not a different element. Element is a nuclear thing.
Got it. 52 and 53. I wrote down 52. I was writing on the periodic table. The ones that I was iffy on. Oh, it says extra credit. Why does it say that?
Because I didn't take off if you got it wrong.
Oh, okay. 52. So, you just didn't count that? You said 5.
I put a 1 there, I think. for that.
So the inside of the internal structure of a membrane, when you said that, I was thinking of the bipolar tails, the internal structure of the
Nonpolar tails.
I mean the nonpolar tails.
Yeah.
So there's no bonds between those nonpolar tails. That's what gives it the fluid.
Okay, or they're very weak as van der Waals forces. Okay.
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 So, that's why they say that it's a fluid mosaic, because it's lucid.
Okay.
But that's why we have cholesterol in that, right?
Yeah.
To strengthen it.
Yeah.
But the answer was, see, I will put phospholipid bilayer if you ask the structure of the whole membrane. But the internal part of the membrane is just the nonpolar tails, right?
Yeah. So, phospholipid bilayer. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see there's some confusion, so I'm not hammering students on that point.
I transfer all the things right. I had two scantrons in there, and I kept that.
Yeah. Let me see if I can remember your name. I don't know. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm just going to ask you, we found three typos.
Oh, you're doing it again.
So we're doing it again.
Okay.
I just have to ask.
Since it's school, it's best we don't have to do any many typos, right?
Right. I know. Well, we thought we had corrected, and what happened is Bob printed the wrong one up, and I started, and Cindy found it when she went to class. And said, did you know?
Okay. Not Linda, Alvina, Krista. Nicole, I've forgotten your name.
Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Yet,
hmm.
Aww,
I tell you what. Let me sign this.
Okay.
And then we'll keep looking. Okay.
Can you read that signature?
No.
There's
no.
Oh my god.
Oh good. It's irreproducible.
Exactly.
So it's a beautiful signature then.
Thank you.
Okay. See you.
Oh, why did you do that? That was just a dumb mistake. Oh my gosh.
Let me see. Okay. Oh, let me see, sorry. 1A. That's this test. I need that back too.
I just have one more question.
Okay.
This one?
Let me read it.
Which one?
Yeah, that's probably it's a matter of debate, and I might give another point to everybody for that particular question. And let me tell you what I was thinking of. All of these have membranes around them except the cilia.
Is cilia an organelle?
Yeah, it's really an organelle.
Membranes around, because I put mitochondria, because the only one that produces ATP.
And all the rest consume.
Right, that's what I put too.
So I think I'm gonna give everybody one more point for that.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. But good thought question. Good thought question. Good thinking.
So I might get one more point on the organelle question?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me look at my test.
No problem.
Most people don't let you do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you don't take notes.
I won't.
Okay.
Just mental notes.
Mental notes. Don't put it on a bulletin board anywhere.
Okay. See you later.
Okay. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, the girl that was standing here told me to tell you she's going to come back next week.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Nope. I'm taking a break. This is my first break since 8:30 this morning.
I put mitochondria on that one too.
Okay, it won't hurt you.
Okay, not travel. Well, that part's the
temple.
staff development, maybe. At least with academics, the answer is they consider it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially, I think the special consideration here, because...
See, now I thought I read in the book that it was all four of those.
Oh, let me look, let me look.
66.
Oh, just concentration. Just the concentration, which means how many enzymes are there.
Okay.
Not whether they're turned on or off. Yeah. There's, it's in a table. It's in one of the tables. There's actually, I made a typographical error. I didn't mean to have it that way. But since it was printed that way, I had to grade it that way.
I totally knew that I knew it that way.
Yeah, see, I actually wanted this. I changed the test, and I forgot to update that one question. I really wanted this to be 7, in which case, what, that would have been a covalent modification.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was this one up over here.
Can't believe I did that.
So it got to be a question about
stupid
reading.
Yes.
And I don't mean to make it a question about reading.
Can't believe I did that. See, I worried about these pictures. That's why I was like... And I'm telling everyone, I think it's going to be on the test. And they're like, well, what do we need to know about him? I'm like, I don't know. What did I put in my hand? Okay. So maybe you'll give us that other one.
Yeah, I can't not give it to you, basically.
Okay, well, that'll bring it to an A then.
Yes, congratulations.
I thought I already had an A. I thought I did pretty good on that. Okay.
Very good. Okay, see you. Have a nice weekend.